And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Ladies and gentlemen, our great friend, former Muslim, now a diligent Bible-believing, born-again Christian, Sam Rasool, talks about life realities and real estate. Plus, after Sam, we're going to spend a little time with Sam, and after Sam, we got the professor of retirement, our very own Marty Schneider, going to be joining us live. And today's Facebook post, what you looking for?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation except for milk duds. I just thought of milk duds, and now I don't want to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not professional radio. It's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. And guess who's here? Sam the Man. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. If GOP leaders hope to push their health care overhaul through Congress, they'll first have to win over skeptical conservatives.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan.
Did we promise the American people we were going to repeal Obamacare but keep some of the Obamacare taxes? Did we promise the American people we were going to repeal Obamacare but keep and expand the Medicaid expansion? And did we promise the American people we were going to repeal Obamacare but, oh, we're going to start a new entitlement with the fancy name of advanceable refundable tax credits? I don't think we did.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus, joined by a few Republican senators, have vowed to withhold their support for the GOP plan unless Obamacare is completely repealed.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. But House Speaker Paul Ryan says there are many reasons conservatives should support the GOP health care plan.
Number one, the bill repeals Obamacare. Number two, it repeals the Obamacare taxes, which is a massive tax relief for families for the cost of health care.
There's been a deadly train bus crash in Biloxi, Mississippi that's killed at least four people. Biloxi Police Chief John Miller tells WLOX-TV the charter bus was arriving from Texas when the crash with the CSX freight train occurred.
It originated in Austin, Texas. It had not yet made it to a destination here. So it was going north across the tracks on Main Street, and the bus was going eastbound.
No word on why the bus was on the tracks. Cybersecurity expert James Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says documents released by WikiLeaks today show spying by the CIA through smartphones and TVs appear genuine.
WikiLeaks doesn't put out stuff that's completely false. What they do is they put out stuff that is largely true, and then they're coy about where they got it, and they put some really atrocious spin on it.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 29 points, the NASDAQ dropped 15. This is SRN News.
One in seven Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Miss Foster, you must alert the authorities immediately.
Why is that, sir?
All these new people we hired have been replaced by alien life forms.
And what makes you say that?
They're all here on time.
That's because they're from helpwantedsandiego.com.
That's their home planet?
No, it's the job site. So easy to apply that the number of applies per posting are now up over 57%.
Why are they all smiling so much?
Because they're happy.
Because they're not human.
Could be because they don't have to drive ridiculously long distances.
In their little spaceships.
In their cars.
The pod people do seem to be good at what they do.
Well, we get some of our best hirees through HelpWantedSanDiego.com.
Do we?
The site is super mobile friendly and the apply process is so easy. The applies are up over 57%, so they have more qualified local employees than ever.
So what is that strange sound I hear? Surely some intergalactic language.
I believe it's called laughter.
Well, at least they've come in peace. But whatever do we feed them?
I'm going to go with lunch. Lower prices to post jobs, mobile friendly, and so easy to apply to great local jobs. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
So you're a business owner.
A dream come true.
You got the personalized business card.
It's embossed, glossy card stock.
The professional website.
Built it myself.
And you've worked hard to build your business.
Oh, you better believe it.
But you need clientele to grow your business. If you want to reach real and responsive humans to grow your business and do it under budget, call the radio station to start your marketing campaign. 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 888-631-TRADE. They want to send you a Wall Street Insider's Kit so you can see what this is all about. The kit includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 888-631-TRADE. Call 888-631-TRADE. 888-631-TRADE or text the word invest to 57682. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Every once in a while, I should remind you, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. All right. So for many years, you've heard me talk about Sam Rasul. And I had the chance, I mentioned this in the last hour, to talk to a gal who has the same upbringing that I do, although has not yet come to a faith in Christ. But I was born Jewish, and I got a chance to tell her that Sam and I get together, and Sam has a Palestinian background. I have the Jewish background. We get together. We celebrate Jesus. And she was blown away.
Right.
She was like, what? Because that's just, like, not normal in any of the circles that people get around with. And yet, there's the Lord bringing peace where people could never think there could be peace and bringing unity. Where you'd never think there can be unity. It's not just that he's a fantastic person in real estate, a fantastic individual who knows the market. It's also that he's just a fantastic brother in the Lord. So you got those two elements going, which is why we spend a lot of our time talking about business and a lot of our time talking about life.
Which I enjoy. Thank you.
Yeah, it's important because that's a big part of it.
And thank you for the compliments.
You're welcome. And
so now I won't throw any rocks at you. Because that's what Palestinians do, right? Yes. So you're off the hook today.
What is the deal on the rocks?
Maybe that's all they have, man.
Something out of that. You know, maybe get some Nerf guns.
They have not. That's it. Rocks.
Anyway. Let's talk a little bit. I do want people to know thinksam.com. Now, we've been saying this for a while, and I want to make sure he makes the connection. If you're thinking real estate, you should thinksam.com. I mean, this is as simple as it's going to be. Real estate, thinksam.com. Real estate, think Sam.
Or if you know someone, you should do what?
Send him to Sam.
Send him to Sam.
Yeah, we got it in stereo.
Do I have a sound bite? Wow, that was cool.
Hey,
I have to tell you, that works. I want to say thank you, and I won't mention his name because he didn't give me permission to, but a very nice local Christian handyman who listens to your show did exactly what you said. He sent someone to Sam. He said, I've been listening to the show forever. He's the one that called me. She didn't even call me. He said, look, I've got a really sweet lady that needs help with something, and I just think you're the guy, and I've been listening. You've been on the show forever. I want to put you in contact with her. He has no desire to sell real estate, but she did. So he sent them to Sam. thank you for that. And I won't mention his name because he said didn't say I could. So
wow, that's cool.
But if
cool,
I can,
though.
Sometime I will.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Just I sent him to say, and then we were trying to come up with a little tagline in there with like a Yosemite Sam kind of voice, going like, you know, send him to Sam, you know, kind of thing. We're working on it.
Don't ruin my professional image now.
I'm just trying to maintain mine.
This is true.
That's not hard. All right, talk to me. Keller Williams, really say, have international conferences.
Yeah.
You guys, a big gathering.
Big
right?
deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
And so you guys, did you recently went? What happened?
Yeah,
what
so we place? Went. We go every year. This year was really very interesting. It's a bit of a rah rah, you know, telling everybody how we're number one in the world now and the growth. But it's also very economic, meaning they spend a lot of hours talking about the economy and where we've been and where we're going and what Gary Keller forecasts, and it really is interesting. You know, we are and Gary has been saying now for a couple of years that. We will shift. It's just we can't always go up and we can't always go down. And that, you know, the economic cycle may be starting to get towards another top, but that we're not going to necessarily crash. But we should not be naive enough to think that markets can continue in an upward trend indefinitely. And the upward trend, I have to tell you, is so magnified right now. If you're a seller, if you have any thoughts of selling, let me tell you, it is a raging seller's market. Multiple
wow.
offers, inventories are so low right now. I've had clients from this show calling me and saying, you know, I was thinking about doing this in November, but man, I'm worried about interest rates. And I'm telling them, you're right. This is a better time. If you're going to exit in 6 months or 8 months or 12 months, maybe you can figure out a way to exit in 4 months, because I think the market is frothy.
Okay, so when we talk about that, we're talking about now the market is upward, in an upward projection.
Yes.
But like you said, that can't last forever. There is this point where it stops, levels, and then declines. I mean, that has to be the nature of it, right?
Or at least flattens out. You can't have these constant upward motions. There has to be a leveling, maybe a little dip, and then we continue up. I mean, the graph will be left to right for real estate in the big picture of things, yes. It was an interesting graph he showed us too, which we can't show because we're on radio, but how when we lost so much market share in 2007 during the crash. Just imagine a bar graph going from left to right. Well, 2007, it dropped so significantly that they're showing their projection to the right that it may not reach that bar, that line again.
It meaning, might not get to that same level that it was.
Right, meaning there might be a new line now.
Wow.
And the gap that we lost, we might not see it again because we lost so much so fast that gap may be just gone. We may have lost,
wow.
I think you said like 7 or 6% in the market. We may not see that for, you know, a couple of generations. It's going to take so long now to get back. It was interesting.
Let me ask you this, but they won't have a drop the same way they had the drop before because of more of the protections that have been in place. Is that can they say, you know, to a certain degree of certainty, you know, we're not going to have the bottom drop out like in 2007 and 2008 when it just went nuts?
I think we can all be comfortable that if there's any sort of massive drop, it wouldn't be because the industry created it. Maybe there's a giant gigantic world event that causes things to happen, but the real estate market right now is very equity rich, meaning the buyers who've been buying for the last 6, 7, 8 years have been buying with a lot of money down. So they're not going to panic if the market softens 3, 4, 5, or even 10%, where the buyers back in 04, 05, they were buying with zero down. So when the market did a little hiccup of even 2%, they all panicked and said, oh my gosh, I'm upside down, I'm selling. And then their neighbor said, wow, we're all upside down. We're all selling. And all of a sudden we had a collapse. So I don't see that happening again.
All right. So at least they've taken some preventative measures that's going to help on that process.
Yes.
But what you're saying, and I think it's an important point because, you know, I think we're actually going to wait to talk about that the rest of that conference on the next segment.
Sure.
But I want to really hit on that because this is the time, is in the sense that it could go up a little, but it's going to have to at some point, like you said, plateau. There's going to be this this space where that value is going to plateau, and it's either going to stay there or go down.
Right.
And so if you're going to take advantage, you definitely want to hit it rising up, right?
From, sure.
From an urgency point of view.
Even if you missed the next 5% up, right? Okay, I mean, you've gotten 25% back already since the market crashed. We've gotten the vast majority of it back. Trying to get it all back, boy, what if something changes? What if interest rates go up faster than we expect, which it looks like they might? I mean, the Fed is saying, yeah, things are really good. We're ready to raise rates again. It's not going to take too many rate hikes before all of a sudden you're kind of pushing some people out of the market. Because let's be honest, are incomes going up that fast right now? Not that I'm aware
no.
of.
No. And I mean, ask me again. I'll tell you the same thing. No,
they're not. They're not going up. The stock market might be, but people's paychecks aren't going up that fast. Therefore, rising rates will stall the market.
Wow. Yeah, so that's really important for people to recognize, especially from a timing point of view. Let me ask you this question, because we've got about a minute and a half before we exit out of this segment. How long would it take somebody to sell a house? Let's say somebody's listening to this commercial and they're like, okay, you know what? Now, I do want to do this now. From the time that they call you, when they go to thinksam.com or they call you at 858-780-1SAM, you pick up the phone, you go, hi, it's Sam, or however that goes. From that
That's exactly
point,
how it goes.
That's how it goes? Yes. From that point to the house is sold and they get a check.
90 days.
So a 90-day time frame.
Yeah, that's probably the longest.
Okay.
It'll take us, let's just say, 2-3 weeks to get the house ready, to get it on the market, photographed, professionally done. It goes on. It takes 2 or 3, 4 weeks to find a buyer at most, and it takes 4 weeks to 6 weeks to close. So you got a 90-day window. Some people say, yeah, I want to sell later this year. I go, well, what's later? They say, well, June. I go, well, if you want to move in June, we should have been talking 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Because there's a process that needs to happen.
So people need to recognize that. Selling your house is not something that happens in a day.
No.
It's a 90-day.
You shouldn't be calling me May 15th saying I want to be ready to go June 1st. We can do it, but why?
But that's not the way to do it.
Yeah, you want to give yourself time to do the things you need to do to the house so we can get it ready.
Okay. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. So if you're thinking real estate, you're thinking Sam. ThinkSam.com. His number, 858-780-1SAM. And again, well, that's 858-780-1SAM. And again, if it's not you and you are somebody that's thinking, I know somebody, our statement is, send him to Sam. There you go. All right, going to take a short break and then come back, talk a little bit more with our good friend. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. For most Americans, President's Day counts as a trivial holiday, but this year it looks as if Donald Trump made the most of the occasion. Perhaps he saw results of new historian polls and noted that the five all-time greats shared common characteristics. Lincoln, Washington, FDR, Theodore Roosevelt, and Eisenhower all made a priority of finding allies in the pursuit of their governing agenda. They display determination and optimism rather than erratic plunges into apocalyptic gloom. President Trump channeled that positive spirit in his speech before a joint session of Congress, emphasizing aspiration over anger, cooperation over confrontation. Yes, it's just one speech, but an enormous television audience helped President Trump refocus the administration on a coherent program of common sense conservative reform. His GOP colleagues should feel relieved while Democrats struggle to cope with a new Trump who'd rather make deals than wage Twitter wars. I'm Michael Medved.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
The next time you're feeling sorry for yourself, compare yourself to Christ. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Next time you're being criticized, for example, weigh that against what he endured. The next time you have to give up something comfortable, compare it to what he gave up. Every other person comes to live, but Jesus came with a drive to die from the very start. Listen to this. Consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that, here's the purpose, you may not grow weary and lose heart. That's quite a promise. You won't grow weary, you won't get worn out if you focus on Christ.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, hanging out with Sam Rasul, and we have gotten some really good information. And I mean good information as in if you're selling your house, there is a point where the market's not just going to keep going up and up and up and up and up. It's going to plateau at some point and then possibly go the other direction. So don't sit on it forever, especially if it's going to take 90 days from start to finish to do a transaction. And you're sitting there thinking, well, I want to do something like in June or July. Well, then you need to get a hold of Sam now, not later. 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM or thinksam.com. That's the website, thinksam.com. And so we were talking that last segment, you were talking about Keller Williams, the international conference where you get everybody together. It is, there's a lot of those conferences are, you know, pump up, get people going, get it exciting, and they have a lot of interesting, I think, but they probably have a lot of fascinating general information about real estate that even, somebody that's seasoned yourself, still learning, still
always
seeing.
Always learning.
Never stop that process.
Yeah.
But that was from a professional point of view. What happened on a personal point of view?
So there was 20,000 people there. Keller Williams is our agent count now is like 150,000, 20,000 at this event. I have a cousin who's a Keller Williams agent out on the East Coast, and she came to the event. And so she sends me a text, said, hey, I'll be there. Let's have lunch together. This is all from my Muslim side of the family, right? So she's semi-Americanized. And so, I've known her. She knows I'm a Christian, and it's not a topic we've discussed a lot. And we're not that close, and we talk occasionally business stuff. So we're at the convention and, we get together for lunch and we're just chatting. And she's like, I don't get it. She's like, what? So she says, why are you a Christian? And I'm going, wow. And I'm like, I'm not really ready for, I'm not ready, but I'm ready. Right. And I'm like, here we go, God. I said, really? At lunch? I said, okay, it's on. So I said, I just looked her in the eye and I said, because it's true. And she just kind of sat back and said, what do you mean it's true? I said, well, it's true. I said, that's the only reason. I said, the events of this very important figure in the world, Jesus Christ, I said, the Quran says so much about this guy. It says he didn't die on a cross and wasn't raised from the dead. I said, the historical data known as the Bible says that he did. So I said, so one of those things has to be false. They both can't be true. And she's like, well, she's all, are you sure it says that in the Quran that he didn't? I said, yeah. I said, I've read it. I've studied it. I said, have you read the Quran? She's like, no, I haven't.
Oh, no.
I said, she's like, I just believe what I believe. And we just had this, and we're
all
an hour of this conversation with her not really knowing anything about what she believes. I said, Not only, as I told her, your Quran says that he was this and he was that and he performed miracles and this. And so just kind of giving her that knowledge base of, you know, but it was very interesting how an event that you just wouldn't think would be that turns into a, you know, evangelical opportunity.
That's powerful.
Yeah, well, it was really powerful.
You know, a great book for her. I'm just saying, Evidence That Demands a Verdict and More Than a Carpenter. He in Josh McDowell's
book. Yeah, I've
read
them all.
He goes that there's so the Iliad, 653 historical documents, is the second most recognized. The New Testament has over 20,000 historical documents. It's like it's a slam dunk number one historical evidence. Piece of literature. Period.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Well, she wasn't really expecting that answer. She was just expecting me to say, well, you know, because I married an American and, you know, my wife. And I said, the only reason is because it's true. And then I laid out the simple thing. I said, look at the three world religions. Okay. They all stand and fall on one thing, right? Judaism says he wasn't the Messiah. Here we are talking about Jesus. Islam says, no, he didn't die on a cross, therefore he isn't God in the flesh. Christianity says it happened. So all three world religions hinge on this one historical figure. And I say, okay, if you're going to be a Muslim, you need to study everything that's been written about this guy before you make a decision.
Right.
Right. You need to really study everything that's been written and then validate, you know, the data that you're reading. But, you know, I mean, some people are just going to believe what they believe. So that was just an interesting side.
That's fascinating, though, because it shows you, and it's not just, I think, in the Muslim faith, but it's also in the Jewish faith and in the Christian faith, where people will hear something. Maybe the parents will teach it, or they'll go to a church, or they'll go to some kind of assembly. They'll hear something. They'll just say, okay, well, that must be true. And then there's no, you know, pursuit. There's no, you know, real, you know, checking it out, which is, you know, when you get into Scripture itself, and when you're talking about the book of Acts, it's like, you know, they checked out in the Scriptures whether these things that Paul was saying were so or not, the Bereans. Yeah. And it's like, no, you got to check it out.
You got to check
you
it
gotta
out.
You got to look. Oh, you got to examine it. You got to go after it. This isn't a, you know, well, I'm not examining it. I'm just going to believe it because this person said it or because this parent said it. It's like, no. You got to study.
That's not going to, you know, believe in that when you're in a really dark place, right? Just believing it because someone told you it was true, that isn't going to get you very far, right? Yeah. You're going to be going, do I even know what I believe, right? When it's easy, it's, yeah, okay, cool, I'm good. But when things are bad, look out. You better be sure that this Savior is your Savior and you believe that these events actually happened. It's not just a make-believe story.
Do you have I don't have this with our family. Do you have favorable family that are, let's say they're Muslim in their faith, but they are favorable towards you and stand by you in your decision? Or is it more like in my family, they won't talk to me? So that's gone. 39 years, never talk. You know, do you have anybody in your family that's favorable?
I wouldn't say favorable. I'd say, you know, understanding. My brother probably is. Only because he's just not, you know, in a great place, but he's seeking peace in his life for it's another story. But no, I'd say it's not a discussion point that we really get into. I would say most of them probably just, you know, it is what it is, and we're a family, we get along, but it's just not a discussion point that we get into.
Wow. Yeah, I mean that's good that your cousin went to lunch with you. Only even though you guys share a profession like that, that's just not something that Billy and I will ever have happen.
Yeah,
that is a non-starter.
Yeah, she comes from my dad's side, who they are, her dad very very Muslim, extremely. No offense to people who are liberal, but I mean very liberal in terms of thought process. Just it's like we couldn't be. On other extremes, and she's a woman, so you know, for her to be even asked these types of questions is just, you know, it's really interesting.
Wow, what a challenge!
And she told me, she's like, yeah, one of my friends gave me a book written by this guy, Nabil. I said, oh, Nabil Qureshi, who wrote Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus. If you haven't read it, it's a fantastic book. Nabil Qureshi is part of Ravi Zacharias's evangelical team. And I'm like, she's like, you know him? I said, I know him. I've met him. I said, so what'd you think of the book? She's like, I haven't read it. I said, well, I said, you know, there's a guy who's got tons of evidence. Read it.
Right.
I said, you know, explore for yourself, you know.
Right. And check it out.
And you could just tell, you know, her when she started processing, she would have to check out in terms of when she'd go, yeah, but what? And then meaning she's like, yeah, but what? How would that play out?
In the family.
She's like, yeah. How would that possibly play out, Sam? There's no way.
I know.
And she's saying, even if I wanted to believe you and it was true, I'd be done.
Yeah.
Right.
That's part of it. You know, what I'm saying? That is part of it. So,
huge.
You know, that's why I love talking. So we talk real estate and then you talk faith.
Yeah.
And this is what faith is. This is the core of what we, I mean, of all the things that we do professionally, it's much more important.
Totally.
To talk
much
about the faith. All right. ThinkSam.com. You guys know this. ThinkSam.com. And we say, send them to Sam. If you've got somebody who's looking for real estate but doesn't have a clue, and that's not unusual, you just send them to Sam. Right? All right, Tugboat, ready? Now.
Send them to Sam.
There we go. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1-SAM. Thank you, sir, for taking
Thanks, brother.
Always good. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
God is great, we are small, and that is good.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Sheridan Voysey. King Canute was one of the most powerful men on earth in the 11th century. In a now famous tale, it is said that he ordered his chair to be placed on the shore as the tide was rising. "You are subject to me," he said to the sea. "I command you, therefore, not to rise unto my land, nor to wet the clothing or limbs of your master." But the tide continued to rise, drenching the king's feet. This story is often told to draw attention to Canute's pride. Actually, it's a story about humility. "Let all the world know that the power of kings is empty," Canute says next, "save him by whose will heaven, earth, and sea obey." Canute's story makes a point. God is the only all-powerful one. Job discovered the same. "Compared to the one who laid earth's foundations, who commands morning to appear and night to end, who stocks the storehouses of the snow and directs the stars, we are small. There is only one ruler of the waves, and it's not us." Canute's story is good to reenact when we begin feeling too clever or proud about ourselves. Walk to the beach and tell the tide to halt, or try commanding the sun to step aside. We'll soon remember who is really supreme and thank him for ruling our lives. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, real estate, thinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We just had fun talking with our good friend Sam. That was a lot of fun. Now we have another good friend. This is Friend Day. We're going to call this day Friend Day. Our very good friend, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor. So let me make sure you understand how this works. If you call Marty and you want to meet with Marty, you can't bring money. You have to be moneyless. I didn't say penniless. I said moneyless. 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. You can go to his website, theretirementprofessor.com or professorsocialsecurity.com. And when you meet with him, you will find out that people have wisdom in money that is beyond what you thought. That's what happens when you meet with a professor. How you doing, Marty?
David, I am doing great, and I saw that picture of you and that adorable little grandbaby. Oh, my gosh, what a sweetie.
Yeah, so now we've got our granddaughter. She's the one that was born last year in March, and that, her name is Adeline Joy, and we call her Addie Bug. And then this is Carter Bear Spoon, and I'm calling him the Bear.
The Bear.
The Bear.
I like it. So cute. That picture of you and the baby that you sent is, that just brought a smile to my face. So sweet.
Yeah. There, and that's just, it's wonderful. And, actually, my daughter-in-law's mom, her name is Cindy, she wrote a really nice post. Oh, you know, Carter Bear, you're perfect. And I was going to write, right up until he can talk back. But decided I'll wait, because there's going to be plenty of time for that. So everybody knows that.
Afraid so, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
Marty,
my goodness.
Exactly. All right, my friend, talk to me about what's going on in the universe of finances, in the universe of politics makes finances look like pickles and olives. I just can't figure out what's going on, Marty. I get worried when I'm starting to turn off the news because it's so bizarre sometimes. What do you do?
It is pretty bizarre. And, you know, so many things kind of swirling around. You know, the big thing, I guess, the news today that they're trying to figure out the Obamacare replacement package, repealing and replacing that. And so now, you know, that's sort of been the headlines of the day. And apparently that there's a fair amount of disagreement going on as to what that should look like. And that's a big piece, of course, of the Trump agenda. And everybody's still waiting, David, to hear what the tax plan is going to be. We have no more detail on that. We just know that, you know, there's proposed changes coming, but not sure what that's going to look like yet. So we're waiting on that. And so there's a whole lot of waiting going on. And, you know, the thing, the backdrop here is you got some geopolitical, you know, issues in terms of the Russia story. And now you've got North Korea that's doing a little saber rattling as well there, you know, launching some test missiles against the will of the rest of the world. And so, you know, a lot of tumult is what's going on. And the market has reflected that in the last couple of days. The market has gone down, you know, not significantly, but investors a little nervous. You got interest rates that are likely to bump again that the Fed has indicated in March. So we expect that coming as well. So lots of stuff going on out there.
Isn't it better, though, that they have a medical plan that they're trying to deal with? Not that it is or isn't the greatest plan, because I could not speak to that. But isn't it better that they're throwing it out there and saying, let's look at it, let's rip it to shreds, let's see what's workable and what's not? Isn't that a better long-term financial plan for the country to have everybody give input on it?
Absolutely. You know, no doubt about it. And, you know, there are pieces of the Obamacare that I think most people tend to think, you know, would be kept in any form of new plan. And, for example, you know, David, the pre-existing condition issue where, you know, if you've had a cancer, then an insurer can't say, nope, we're going to exclude you from benefits because you've had, you know, this pre-existing issue. So, you know, I think most people agree that that's got to be a component of whatever plan is adopted. Clearly it's great to just get it out there, you know, let's debate it and come up with a plan that that's going to be to the benefit of the consumer, because really what's happened over the last several years with the premium increases has just been so tremendous and really debilitating to a lot of people. David, I'm one of those guys. I had about a 25% increase in my healthcare costs. And you know, it's like a mortgage payment these days to buy health insurance. So that's got to be addressed.
Yeah, I think that what I look at, and I think, you know, I mean, you remember what happened the last time when they passed this. And again, and I've talked to Christians on this show who are like, yeah, listen, there was parts of Obamacare that were decent. I mean, mm-hmm. I do think that the excluding people from pre-existing mm-hmm. ideas is not the, you know, that's a very, very money grabbing kind of mentality. So there's got to be a way to pull it all together. But I like the idea that they can debate it out, and I like that different people can look at it. And I wish, instead of everybody getting mad at one another, you would get all these politicians who made the commitment to serve the country to take a 24-hour break from serving their flesh and serving their sin and really try and serve the country and come up with what is the best plan that everybody can utilize. I mean, what?
Yeah.
It just seems so weird that they can't just say, let's do this for everybody. It's
right,
bizarre.
And the partisan politics gets in the way, and you know, everybody's protecting their little turf. But you're so right. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're hoping our politicians can just really do something on behalf of the American people that's going to be workable. And boy, David, you know, you're right. It's frustrating to watch, you know, some of the, you know, the seemingly petty stuff that goes on, and the name calling, and the, you know, gosh, I think we're just kind of disgusted with that, and we just want to get down to dealing with the business at hand. And so I hope you're right, and I hope they can pull this off and debate it and come up with something that's going to work for everybody. So, you know, for example, David, one of the core questions I think that about Obamacare was, you know, it was mandatory. Now, is that a healthy thing? Should the government absolutely mandate that you must purchase health insurance? You know, that's an interesting debate to have. Is it the government's role to force you to have coverage? And so those are the kinds of conversations that I hope are put out there, and it becomes, you know, part of the dialogue.
My concern, I think, is as you look at everybody kind of fighting one another, that the and tell me if I'm wrong about this, because every time I look at Wall Street, I get a little confused, because it seems like they go they do a lot of their determinations by their psyche, by what they perceive is or isn't going to happen. But if the psyche of the nation is going to go into the toilet because of the division, wouldn't that ultimately impact Wall Street from this concept of, you know, instead of a positive outlook, it's more like everybody's really upset, this is really kind of crashing? And wouldn't that financially impact Wall Street, and then wouldn't that ultimately financially impact everybody else?
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely correct, because, you know, the emotion of the country, the feeling of the country, the attitude, you know, if people are content and happy about what's going on, they're spending money, and that's good for the economy. So, you know, the emotional psyche of the country is an important part of that. And, you know, that's sort of the same conversation, David, that you have with, you know, with taxes. If people have a couple more bucks in their paycheck, you know, they tend to spend it, and that tends to get, you know, kind of recycled into the economy, and that allows for things to grow. But so, you know, so often that we're so short-sighted, you know, we just want our agenda to be, you know, to be addressed, and we're not thinking about, you know, how this is going to run out in 3 and 5 and 7 years from now in terms of really serving the people and providing, you know, cost-effective and quality health care. That's the issue. How do we do that as a country? And it's a really interesting and fair conversation that we should have. And, you know, Wall Street is Wall Street. They tend to be greedy and self-indulgent on these issues.
Is there a tax time, Marty? I mean, they keep saying we're going to do this with taxes. Is there some kind of estimation as to when somebody's going to actually say something that's actually got a percentage attached to it for a tax information?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because I kind of was hoping we'd have it by now. The estimate was, you know, after he gave the speech to Congress when Trump spoke last week, they thought that within a couple of weeks that we'd have some real numbers, you know, some real marginal brackets and proposed changes. So I'm expecting it any time, and the sooner the better, because I do think, you know, in terms of planning around that and how I guide people, people in decision making. I need that information because it would impact the strategies and what we do and when we do it. So the sooner the better on that. I'm hopeful we'll have that here within the next week or two. So looking forward to that, David.
All right. So that's the information. Next time I talk to you, that's the information I'm looking to have, that you'd be able to communicate with us something. I hope that does come in the next little bit. Marty, thank you for taking the time and helping people see that bigger picture. And I really want people to check out the picture that they have of themselves by going to somebody who can hold up an honest mirror and that give people a real chance to see what's going on in their own lives and make the best possible plans they can. So you got to get in touch with Marty. He won't charge you to walk in the office. He won't even charge you a corned beef sandwich, which just tells you he is a nicer guy than I am. 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. Also, theretirementprofessor.com, that's theretirementprofessor.com, and professorsocialsecurity.com. Thank you, my friend, for joining us again.
Thank you, David. God bless you, brother. Congratulations on the grandbaby, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears. So I come to you, my friend.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
God is great, we are small, and that is good.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Sheridan Voisey. King Canute was one of the most powerful men on earth in the 11th century. In a now famous tale, it is said that he ordered his chair to be placed on the shore as the tide was rising. "You are subject to me," he said to the sea. "I command you, therefore, not to rise unto my land, nor to wet the clothing or limbs of your master." But the tide continued to rise, drenching the king's feet. This story is often told to draw attention to Canute's pride. Actually, it's a story about humility. "Let all the world know that the power of kings is empty," Canute says next, "save him by whose will heaven, earth, and sea obey." Canute's story makes a point. God is the only all-powerful one. Job discovered the same. "Compared to the one who laid earth's foundations, who commands morning to appear and night to end, who stocks the storehouses of the snow and directs the stars, we are small. There is only one ruler of the waves, and it's not us." Canute's story is good to reenact when we begin feeling too clever or proud about ourselves. Walk to the beach and tell the tide to halt, or try commanding the sun to step aside. We'll soon remember who is really supreme and thank him for ruling our lives. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Hey, thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I want to thank Sam Rasul doing a fantastic job. Two really good segments with Sam. Want to thank our very own Marty Schneider doing an excellent job today. They did really good work. And I hope if you are a person that likes, hey, Dave, I'd like the teachings a little bit more. I want you to get a little deeper in that. Well, all of our shows are podcast, so you are always welcome. If you didn't catch anything on the very first hour, it was kind of an interesting, challenging portion of Scripture talking about the reason that God requires us to engage with him. What's the purpose behind it? How does it work out? And how do you look at it? You can always look at that at the podcast on the first hour. That'll be up probably, what, by tomorrow-ish, right? Usually, typically? Okay. So give it a little time, but there are 1,000 shows up there that you can choose from. Well, all the different subjects that you can... I think we cover a lot of things, including invisible buildings. So if you've got some spiritual hankering to read about invisible buildings, there's something up there for you. That and also the fact that we had to debunk the Captain Crunch theory because he's not actually a captain. He has a Norwegian coat on from the Norwegian Navy, and it's not a captain's coat. I'm sorry to bust everybody's bubble. That's just, I can't do anything about it. Let's play our song before we go into our Facebook post. You'll find out that this song has nothing to do with the Facebook post. I chose it personally. Here we go.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the wiggly tail. How much is that dog in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale.
You know, I gotta tell you, I've never heard that with the horns in it before. That was the most original version of How Much Was That Doggy in the Window. That horns section there was fantastic. The reason that I played that is because, as most of you know, my son and daughter-in-law have their first child. So who then is watching their two dogs but us and Levi? So nothing is cuter in all the world than having three dogs, none of which have a large amount of intellect, all of which have as much stubbornness as my son and I combined. How much fun can a grandfather have with three dogs in an apartment? With a combined weight between the three of them of right about 200 pounds between the three dogs. That's right. That's why I'm thinking in the back of my mind, sell the dogs. How much is the doggy in the window? All right, I'm not going to sell them. Although I got a feeling that my daughter-in-law would be like, okay. Listen to that horn. Da-da-da-da. That's great. Wow. All right, let's get our Facebook post. That was a very complex, long post I put in today. John chapter 1, verse 38. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, what do you want? They probably didn't say it that way. It's impossible to tell the fluctuation of Jesus's voice in this particular passage, but he did say, what do you want? So every possible way you can say the phrase, what do you want? 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 What are you looking for? What are you trying to find? What are you going after? So in the Facebook post, I asked this question in response to Jesus's question. And for those who have been taught somewhere in society, it's not polite to answer a question with a question. The first person to do that on the massive scale that it was done was Jesus. So I think there's no better teacher. And so I'll stick with him and not what they're teaching in elementary. But here's the bottom line. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, what do you want? Now, here's the challenge. Ready? If you were asked that question. If you were asked that exact question, what are you looking for? What do you want? How would you answer that? In other words, let me rephrase it in a way that might make this simpler. What are we looking for? And we're going to follow Jesus, right? Turning around, Jesus saw them following. We're going to follow Jesus. We know he's got the words of eternal life. What are we looking for? Are we looking for great eternal life insurance, where it's eternal life insurance and fire insurance? Are we looking for a closeness to God? Are we looking for, you know, abundant wealth here on earth? Are we looking for health here on earth? What are we looking for genuinely? You can go to work and you pay your bills and you can be a functioning part of society and you can move the ball along, so to speak, for the next generation. That's 100% fine if that's the answer you're going to be, if you're going to be honest about it. But I'm asking you specifically, if you can put yourself back then and you were following Jesus and he turned around and said to you, what do you want? What are you looking for? What would be your answer? That's what I want to leave you with. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.